Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kisaden podcast. I'm the host, Cordelia. Today, in this episode, we're going to talk about a TV show called Tonight's Dinner is Sukiyaki. 今夜 Sukiyaki da yo. From the past winter season. So let's talk about the manga a little bit first. Tonight's Dinner is Sukiyaki, based on a manga with the same title, written and illustrated by Natsuko Taniguchi. It was serialized from the volume 59 to volume 67 in a white magazine called Yom Yom, and then later transferred to the white comic site calledKurage Bunch, which is the same company with the Yom Yom one. So in the April 2021, it was serialized from the day to the July the 2nd, 2021. The manga has one volume, which was first published in 2021. The TV show was aired on the TV Tokyo from the January 6th. To the March 18th, 2023 this year, so which is still very fresh. And also the manga artist Taniguchi published the second volume of the series called 今夜 Sukiyaki Janai Kedo, Tonight's Dinner is Not Sukiyaki, and which published this year in January. So Tonight's Dinner is Sukiyaki centers around Aiko and Tomoko, those two girls both in their 30s and living together in a very trendy apartment in Tokyo. Aiko is a very career-focused interior designer, but she knows nothing about housework. But you know, she's also has this very strong desire to settle down and get married. Tomoko, on the other hand, she is a very successful children picture books creator. When the moment that Aiko and Tomoko reunited at a high school classmate's wedding, that Aiko was actually experiencing the hard time that she, because her ex-fiancé cancelled their engagement only because Aiko doesn't want to do the housework after get married. And Tomoko at that time also experiencing a creator block that she is not able to produce a lot of work. Then she has a financial crisis that time. Then that was the time that Aiko suggests and proposed to Tomoko to move in with her. There was a one night that, you know, Aiko cried in the supermarket when she saw Tomoko, and Tomoko invited her to her place, and they sat down and Tomoko cooks for Aiko. And you know, then Aiko noticed Tomoko have this, like, you know, like almost like a professional level of cooking and even like taking care of herself and doing the housework. And then that's the time that Tomoko you know, confess to Aiko that she is less sure about the interactions of romantic relationships, and she self-identifies as asexual zero. So, you know, their differences in approach to love and marriage and relationship had led to some friction between them. You know, as Aiko is struggled to, rethinking, like really reposition herself or her desire from a traditional family life, and with her this kind of lack of commitments of housework skill. But at the same time, Tomoko remains this like spectacular of the notion of finding doing the work, cooking, is in a way that Aiko and Tomoko is a perfect match. And, you know, who actually combine each other's really well with their skill and also living skill, also creative skill. So, you know, depicts on their constructing viewpoints Aiko and Tomoko found a way to support each other and navigate the complexity of the modern living style, I have to say. They're both asking themselves in the TV show that what does a normal relationship or marriage even look like these days? In each episode that there was the topic being discussed, like, is it possible to find someone to truly understand and accomplish you in every way, or in the compromise is the key to a successful partnership? These are questions that many people in their generations are grappling with. We're less in our generation right now. And Aiko and Tomoko's story offers a very refreshing and reliable take on the subject. It is a reminder that there is no right way to approach love and marriage and partnership. And there is no only one way to approach love, marriage, and partnership. And that sometimes the most unexpected partnership can lead to the most fulfilling relationships. So after a while that Aiko starts dating another person again. So Aiko meets Yuki, who is a young and but very talented designer from another architecture or design firm. And then later, Yuki asks Aiko to marry him. And from there, after trying to live together before getting married, Aiko finally suggests Yuki to have a living apart together or the commuter marriage lifestyles after marriage. So which means that Aiko's still going to live with Tomoko. Like, why not? Because they are such a perfect match, right? And then Yuki moves into the same building with Aiko and Tomoko's units are. I really was touched by this kind of living styles and suggestions, and also reminds me of another TV show which is aired in 2016 called Kazoku no Katachi. The translation is The States of Union, but also I would call it The Shape of Family. Living apart together, also known as LAT, involves married partners living in separate residences, whether in the same city or in different locations, while maintaining their marriage to each other. These lifestyles can be a choice for some couples who value their independence and personal space while still maintaining the emotional and practical benefits of being married. LAT can be seen as a growing trend, particularly among younger generations who prioritize their individualness and careers, and it can also be a solution for couples who have very extremely different lifestyles or working schedules, or who simply need some like a breathing room in the relationships in general. But of course that having these two shows, or as well as many other shows, TV shows, or books and mangas on the topic of lifestyle choices and personal preference, I feel like a strong support, on my choice of lifestyles. But of course that there are people who disagree with this kind of lifestyle. They just love. Weirdly love to make it weird and ask very offensive and macroaggressive like questions about other people's life choice. Some people believe that the humans need to be live in communities and live together until they die. So, because I frequently receive those questions, by other people. So I just did some research, and then I found out that this kind of mentality might have came from the ancestors who still lived in the jungles. So what I mean by this is, you know, in the past, very long time ago, that our ancestors often lived in jungles, or the other, you know, nature like environment where there are a lot of dangers, including the wild animals and other potential threats. So as a result, the ancestors developed this kind of fear that when they see the bushes are even just shaking, they felt like there's something going to come and attack them. And that's also lead a lifestyle that they always live together with a foster a community, that people can actually help each other, do different jobs, and to grow stronger to fight over all those threats and dangerous. But the thing is, you know, even they carry on like later on for different like dynasty, different time era, still there's a lot of dangers and people still living together. But the thing that what I want to argue here is, as society has progressed, our way of life has changed in so many different ways. You know, also thanks to the advanced in technology and development of our culture, we no longer live in jungles as our ancestors did. And furthermore, with each passing era, thanks to the continual efforts of generations of brave, independent women who never stop fighting for equal pay and voting rights and other equality, as a result, that woman can now lead independence and a comfort life for themselves. We're gone the days, you know, gone are the days where getting married and having children and living with others was unnecessary for survival. Instead, these options have become just a lifestyle choice. Women are now more empowered to choose their own path and design their own lifestyles without feeling obligated to follow some social norms. Although, as you know, many TV shows, also the books and mangas we discussed in our podcast, that people who are, you know, single, who are like have a different lifestyle, still being questioned most of the time. The thing is here, if someone doesn't want to, then why do they have to? It's a choice. I personally believe that this kind of TV show, or you know, a lot of TV shows that we discussed, is trying to fostering a more inclusive and diverse society that people don't question other people that much anymore and agree with the disagree. I know that in the past, the pressures to find a partner or settle down was very heavy on the female shoulders, and maybe even until today in some cultures. Even though, you know, that we hope that women can choose to paralyze their careers and other interests and live alone with other roommates as a few like free choices, when without feel judged or being questioned. But I know it's still hard, and that's why we need a TV show like this to tell people that, you know, we want every single members in the society be able to cultivate a sense of independence, self-efficiency, and also a personal life fulfillment. Oh, after all, I think the elevation of the society have allowed us to rethink the traditional notions of what it seems to live a fulfilling life. You know, we're now free to choose our own path and live life on our own terms, and somehow I believe that the possibilities are endless, and we we have just, you know, be more excited about to see what we actually can hold in the future. You know, like me, I nonstop wish to have a more inclusive and diverse society that everyone can find their belonging by not being questioned that much by every single thing that they do and every single thing that they eat. Asaiko and Tomoko continue to navigate the complex of the modern life, let's say, in the city. They realize that there is no right way to approach anything. And also with Yuki and Shinta, another person who is Tomoko's friend, joining their small community, they all discover that the compromise and communication are the key to a successful partnership, and that sometimes unexpected partnership can lead to the most fulfilling relationships. In the second volume of the manga, which was published this past January, it is not only a story about Aiko and Tomoko, but a story about a sister and a brother on their journey to find the most fulfilling partnership for themselves. Another shape, right? Another shape of the family. I hope you enjoyed this episode, since neither the manga nor the TV show is available in English. Any dialogue mentioned in this episode was also translated from Japanese by me. This episode is edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. I hope to talk to you soon in our next episode.